The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in the beautiful downtown Grand Rapids studios. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And good morning, Grilling World. Thanks for joining us this morning and letting us bend your ear a little bit. A couple of knuckleheads with fire and beverages.
And meat.
Yeah.
Lots of meat.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
We've got a great producer here. His name's Brian Fonger. And if any of you ladies happen to be like looking for this hot stud, this you got to call up the studio and try and get some tickets or something, because this guy is single right now. And I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Brian, what do you have for local high school scores? We've got some great games. We're coming down to the pinnacle, baby, and it's just drama.
Oh, absolutely. We've got high school semifinal action. Every local team is playing this afternoon. And our game of the week this week, you can listen to it on our sister news talk station, 1340 AM, WJRW. It's West Catholic against Lansing Catholic.
Wow.
And
Battle of the Catholics,
and Lansing Catholic's got this pretty good quarterback who's already committed to Central Michigan. The name escapes me right now, but West Catholic's got that stud running back, Donald Faison.
Yes.
That guy is a man.
Everybody's
child.
After him.
He's the real deal.
That man is a man child, and I heard every MAC school is looking at him, but there could be even bigger schools that are probably looking at him. That guy is just awesome. But
so the Chippewas are going to end up with a good guy there.
Yeah, quarterback. Yeah, like I said, the name escapes me, but he's a really good quarterback. He's putting up stats, and Lansing Catholic scores in bunches. So
I'm shooting up to that stadium as soon as we get done here. I'm flying. If you're in the state police department, just don't look for me.
Right.
Because I'll be breaking the law. But Lowell kicks off, I think, 11:30 against Walled Lake. And, that's going to be a game.
Yeah, it should be a game. And the winner of that takes on the winner of Birmingham Brother Rice and Detroit Martin Luther King. So, and Birmingham Brother Rice last week beat the favorite, who was supposed to win Division II, Farmington Hills Harrison.
Exactly.
Farmington Hills Harrison was ranked in the top 10 nationally.
Yeah.
And Birmingham Brother Rice upset him last week. So that should be a good game.
It could be Lowell and Brother Rice again.
It could be Lowell and Brother Rice.
Yeah, we beat them last time we played them.
Right, yeah.
there.
Division I, we got a good one there, Rockford and Detroit Catholic Central.
Oh, man.
Detroit Catholic Central is the real deal. Every year, they're always a Division I powerhouse, and Rockford's going to have their hands full. That should be a good game as well. Division III, we got East Grand Rapids. They're taking on Mount Pleasant, the Oilers. They're undefeated. Division IV, we got a couple area teams battling against each other. The Wing T of Zeeland West against Jake Brown and Comstock Park. That should be a very interesting matchup. Zeeland West. That Wing T, they score in bunches as well. That should be an interesting matchup. And that is it for your local area high school football teams going on.
You know, we're talking about Martin Luther King, Detroit Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen them up there in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
They're making a comeback. Good for them.
Yeah, and college, we got college going on today. Michigan State, final home game for the seniors, hosting Indiana. People are saying that's going to be a walkover game. I agree. I think State should have no issues beating Indiana unless, one of their good players blows a knee or something. And then I don't know if the Sparty fans are going to be rooting for Michigan, because if Michigan beats Nebraska today and State wins, that guarantees Michigan State a spot in Indianapolis for the Big Ten title game. So,
yeah, it's one of those rare occasions where a Spartan fan is going to be rooting for U of M. But they are both Michigan teams, and when they're not playing each other, we at the Grilling Guys root for both of them. So it's just kind of a special little situation we got going there. Both of those games kick off at noon. So if you're not doing it already, you need to fire up your tailgate, because it's a perfect day. It's about 55 degrees out there and a little bit cloudy where we are, but it's still a great day for a tailgate. This is football tailgate weather.
You know, I've got that grilled turkey I want to go through, but I also have a lot of people are still bringing in steelhead right now.
Uh-huh.
And a little friend of ours, Mallory Broger, who lives in Chicago, a friend of our family, she makes these fish tacos. I'm going to put this recipe on the website, but it's got an avocado relish, it's got a white sauce, and then beer batter.
Ooh.
This kid, she is just a sweet kid, but a great little culinary queen. And she shot this over to me on Facebook. And if Mallory gives you a recipe, it's good.
All right. So we'll have that up there.
I'm going to boot that up. But we want to talk about grilled turkey a little bit. And the key there is to make sure it's defrosted, okay, anytime you're grilling anything. But you want to configure your grill for indirect cooking, if you can do that. Some grills, you just can't do it. But indirect cooking, again, is where you get the heat on one side, and then you put your food on the other side. If you have a smoker, they're generally indirect anyway. But you want to get the inner parts out of that thing. Make sure you rinse it, clean it. If you want to use Jopp's brine recipe, that's a great idea if it's a frozen turkey. Again, some of those processed birds, you don't know where they've been. So brining just guarantees you a better satisfaction level. Tie the legs together, twist them up, brush it with oil, and then sprinkle your seasonings on there. And I'm real simple on turkey. I just like salt and pepper, maybe a little touch of garlic if you're in that flavor. But to keep it really simple, there's something called a poultry seasoning that's a blend of I don't know what, but it's really good, and it smells like stuffing.
Yeah,
because Mama always used it, right?
Right.
And the key is there to get lots of olive oil on that skin. Just grease that baby up. And put your and what I also do is I'll coat the inside of that with olive oil, and I'll season the inside of it as well. And I might stuff it, I might not. Some people don't like putting stuffing in their bird. I've eaten it all my life, and I'm still here. So I don't know what the big kick is.
Yeah, well, I think you just got to get it once, like all poultry, you got to get it up to 165 degrees at a minimum to make sure that it's cooked and you've eliminated all the bacteria.
Now, well, Bob, people weren't thawing them properly so often that they built up a salmonella in the inside. It didn't really matter if you were going to stuff it or not. You already built up dangerous levels of bacteria.
Yeah, now, I would drink if I were doing that, because it's going to be a process. How long does it take to to cook that, grill that turkey? Depends on the size and the thickness. But a nice golden ale or a red ale to go with that turkey while you're grilling it, but even after it comes off the grill and you're going to eat some of it, a great combination, depending on what kind of spices you use. But anytime when we go with poultry, we tend to go with lighter beers, maybe a little bit sweeter or fruitier beers that go with the poultry. Yeah.
Well, our ginger ale tastes pretty good, too.
Well, yeah. Exactly. But this is a grilling, guys, and it's a one-handed sport.
I'm going to put that grilled turkey recipe on the recipe up on the website, but I'm afraid it's going to go on late tonight because I'm heading to Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, you are. Well, coming up next, we're going to have our friend T-Gid from he's our Raging Cajun, and Tim Sobey was talking about that turducken. T-Gid's going to give us a turducken recipe, Cajun flavor. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.